Today on The Journey with Steve DeWitt, a message from the third epistle of John.
How does the greatest joy come from our kids' spiritual lives? What is the highest priority that I have for my kids? And John says his greatest joy was Gaius's faith, because John's greatest priority was Gaius's faith.
When it comes to parenting, are you prioritizing what truly matters? Today on The Journey, Pastor Steve DeWitt challenges us to examine our deepest desires for our children. Through the powerful words of 3 John, we'll discover why our children's spiritual lives should outweigh trophies, grades, and worldly success. It's a message titled, A Christian Dad's Greatest Joy. And you can also listen to this lesson and more online at thejourney.fm. And on The Journey podcast. Now, to get us started, here's Pastor Steve DeWitt.
It was God's good providence that in our series in 3 John, the week before Father's Day, we looked at a verse that is incredibly relevant to what it means to be a Christian dad, and I would add a Christian parent, and maybe even a Christian grandparent. And the more I've thought about this truth and fatherhood and being a dad, the more thankful I am for that providence. I'm privileged to talk about this today, and I hope that God uses it in a profound way to shape the culture of the homes in our church. Now, most of it, again, geared towards dad, but just to say, the principles here apply to moms, they apply to grandpa and grandma, and frankly, apply to children, in fact, even adult children, to understand how should we approach our dadding, our fathering. And so I begin with this question, dads, Christian dads, which I assume is hopefully most of you, what is the greatest, highest, most important priority that you have for your children? Like the number one one. I want you to think about that. And as you think about it, to acknowledge that dads have lots of priorities when it comes to their children, and rightly so. We want them to contribute positively to society. We want them to be good citizens. We want them to find their way in the world. We'd love to see them, you know, find their thing and excel at it. We don't want them to go to jail. How's that for a priority? We want them to succeed in life. We want them to be fulfilled. We want them to be happy, and especially to be happy that we are their dads. And so every dad would agree with that, and I'm confident every dad here does. But I'll note to you that lots of dads would agree with that, including atheist dads, absent dads, and awesome dads. Everything I just listed in terms of what dads would want, oh yeah, I'm on board with that. We all agree with that. But what about Christian dads? What is the highest, or what ought to be the highest priority for a dad who is truly Christian? And I have basically one point today, and that one point is that dads who are truly Christian have as their highest priority their kids' eternity. The soul of their child or children, which truthfully will spend eternity somewhere, and there are only two options: their eternal destiny. So I want you to hear me, and kids, hear me as well. It's not that your grades aren't important. Work hard there in school. It's not that your room being cleaned isn't important. Clean your rooms, especially on Father's Day, especially on Mother's Day. Clean those rooms. All of these are good priorities, but for a Christian dad who is being Christian in his dadding, there is an overarching priority that all the other decisions and priorities submit to and align with, namely the spiritual character of their lives. And when that priority is displaced, the less important is treated as the most important, which is destructive to the child and may be eternally destructive to them. And that's the reality of being a parent, is the stakes are unbelievably high. And it has nothing to do with your child's fourth grade year or something. I mean, there is a big picture here that Christian parents have to parent mindful of, and how easy that priority is sort of moved into the background, and the more contemporary priorities of our culture move into the foreground, and the eternal us will eternally regret that. That's where I'm going here today. Let's get into God's word. We are teaching through 3 John right now. It is this little postcard in the Bible, the shortest book in the Bible. And John, the Apostle John, writes to this guy named Gaius. He is a church leader who, get this is shocking, is having problems in the church. And what's even more shocking is that the problems he's having in the church are people. Can you believe that? So then John writes this, and this is verse 4. It's the entire message today. He writes, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." Now, John writes this after some friends of Gaius's, and apparently friends of John's, had come to visit John and given a report on how Gaius was doing in his own spiritual walk and life. And these dudes said that John was doing great, especially spiritually. And so John writes this letter to him. He calls them his children. This is not biological children. This is spiritual children. And it may have been that John led Gaius to Christ and was his spiritual father. "I have no greater joy than hearing my children walk in truth." This comes after John wishes Gaius good health and says, I hope everything's going great with you. And we noted last week, I'll just note it again this week, that having the spiritual as the highest priority doesn't mean that nothing else is a priority, and it wasn't for John regarding Gaius either. He cared about the other aspects of his life, including his health. And so, Christian parents, we care about the well-being of our children. We want to sustain their life. We care about their boo-boos and their tummy aches and all the rest. And how do we know that? Because we get the bills from CVS and Walgreens and the doctor, and their boo-boos might be small, but the medical bills never are. Indeed, we care about all of that. So you're hearing me wrong today if you hear me say that, you know, parents, there's only one priority. There's only one thing that matters. No, John cared about Gaius and all the categories, but there was one category that superseded all the others. There was one that was the top priority, and John says that that category in Gaius's life is the one that he is deriving the greatest joy. No greater joy than hearing my children walk in the truth. So to be clear, what truth was Gaius walking in? He was walking in the truth, the category of faith, the gospel of Jesus, that Gaius had made a faith commitment to Jesus and became a follower of Jesus and was continuing. Note, it's walking in the present tense. He doesn't say, "I had great joy hearing that you used to walk in the truth." No, Gaius hadn't stopped walking. He was still following Jesus. He was remaining faithful to the Lord, and that was ongoing. So walking in the truth is living the Christian life, seeking first the kingdom of God, living under the reign of King Jesus in my life, enthroned in my heart. All of these things are walking, okay? Walking. Gaius's faith was an ongoing reality. And John says, "I got no greater joy than hearing that for you." Now, the question I have is, why was his children walking in truth for the Apostle John the source of his greatest joy? So we derive joy from our kids. We all do. How, though, does the greatest joy, how does the greatest joy come from our kids' spiritual lives? This has less to do with the joy, and it has more to do with the priority of the parent. What is the highest priority that I have for my kids? And John says his greatest joy was Gaius's faith, because John's greatest priority was Gaius's faith. Say it again. His greatest joy was Gaius's faith, because John's greatest priority was Gaius's faith. Was he glad to hear that, you know, he didn't have the sniffles anymore? And was he glad to hear that his, you know, his sore toe was better, and that, you know, the local market had food and his fridge was full? And I'm glad for all of that. But that wasn't the big thing for John regarding Gaius. The big thing for him was how Gaius was doing spiritually. And so therefore that priority fed the greatest joy. Our joys in our children indicate the priorities we have in our own hearts and lives. So if education is a priority that I have, my greatest joy will be when my kids are successful educationally. If money is the big thing in my heart, my greatest joy will be when my kids are financially successful, and so forth. So because John's greatest priority was the gospel and Jesus, his greatest joy aligned with that, seeing Gaius live for Christ. So joy indicates priorities. And this is important, because if you leave here going, I gotta be more joyful in my kids' spiritual things, it's not gonna work. Joy flows out of priority. The issue is not the joy. The issue is the priority, not in the kid's heart, but in the parent's heart. What do I care about the most? The higher the priority in my kids' spiritual lives, the more joy we will have seeing them orient their lives increasingly around the things of God. And I want to say, this is the most important thing, and you may not agree with me now, but in eternity, I guarantee you will. In eternity, you're not gonna care, kids, don't listen to this, you're not gonna care about the B minus. You're not gonna care about them being on the B team instead of the A team. You're not gonna care about whether they were an A success or a B success. You want them there in eternity with you. And the stuff that right now easily moves to the foreground, in eternity, you won't give a rip about. So therefore, what should be the priority now in the parenting of a Christian dad? I cannot imagine any Christian parent in eternity wishing that they had obsessed a little bit more about their kids' GPA, their stylish clothing, their educational achievements, their impressive resume, their financial success. Those are all the things any atheist parent would care the most about. Are you a Christian parent? Because a Christian parent cares about those things, but there's something way more important to them. It's seeing your kids walk in the gospel truth. And this is the challenge. Here I am for, 40 minutes or something here, trying to urge you to reevaluate your priorities. The rest of the week, every talk you have with your neighbor, every talk you have with a colleague, many of our family members, etc., they are going to urge you and pressure you in your parenting to prioritize other things. In fact, you will feel guilty if your kids are not involved in every single thing that these people urge you to view as a priority. Lots of parent guilt out there. And we run around every night of the week because we got to be a good parent, because good parents have their kids involved in everything, except often the most important thing and the things that would nurture their spiritual lives. This leaves the average American parent exhausted and financially strained to give their kids the finest of everything the world offers. And there are a lot of weary parents out there. I won't ask for an amen, but there are a lot right here in the room. And so what I'm saying is, when the priorities of parenting that any non-believer would have are the priorities that the Christian parent is assimilating into their parenting, the result of that is that the joys that we have in our kids cluster around these alternate priorities, and our children are involved in things that in eternity don't matter. Where will all of their trophies end up? They're going to end up in the same place that all your trophies ended up, the dumpster. And when you think about how much time, energy, focus, practice, money pours into the things that produce trophies that end up in the dumpster, while missing the things that could otherwise have been financed, focused on, invested time-wise, it seems to me there is a lot of very unwise parenting happening. And I'm not claiming to be a bastion of wisdom on this. I'm in the battle myself right now, and it's hard. But this is where John's word here, I think, can be a kind of North Star for a parent. Like, before we make this decision about ABC, how will this help us achieve the ultimate goal, which is our children walking in gospel truth? Because that, bottom line, is what we really care about. Does that resonate in your heart? So let's talk then about the proper priorities of a Christian parent. And again, I'm urging this example from John, caring about all of it, but the highest one being the priority of their spiritual faith. And here's the thing, parents, it is very hard, nearly impossible, to have the kingdom of God as the highest priority for your kids if it is not the highest priority for you. Well, you may say, how can I know what my highest priority is in my parenting? I'm not sure how to discern it. Well, here's where we go back to the verse. What brings you personally the greatest joy in your kids? Because your joys reveal your priorities. What is the highest aspiration for your child? What do you freely write checks for them to be involved in? Where do you steer them to invest their time and their energy? Here's a big one. How important is praying for your kids? Again, what's your parental priority, Dad? And what will the eternal you wish had been your priority during these very precious few years that your children are under your influence? So towards the goal of elevating the spiritual priorities, I have some suggestions today. Again, here's our verse. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth. How do we get to that point where that's the priority for us? Dads, here's the first. We need to repent and repent and repent and repent. I had somebody tell me before I got married, whoa, you're about to find out how selfish you are. And wait till you have kids. Is that true about marriage and parenting? Do I see nodding heads out there? Okay, I don't know. It is true, isn't it? Like, I wasn't selfish till I got married. I didn't snore until I got married. The only time I have a cavity is when I go to the dentist. You see the point. Marriage and parenting don't make us selfish, but boy, do they unveil it in all of its ugliness. And parenting is a kind of ongoing exposure of our selfish parenting priorities. So dads, think about this a second. What frustrates you about your kids? And we all have frustrations with our kids. But what are those categories that really frustrate you with them? And maybe with one child it's this, and another child it's that. But if you think about what brings out that perhaps angry word or that harsh discipline, how often is the trigger when your kids in some way are making you look bad? Or maybe you're inconvenienced by their behavior. Or they make you late, which in my house was the cardinal sin. It's a Dutch thing. Our frustrations in parenting often reveal very selfish priorities. You might have had that already this morning. What do we do with that? The Bible calls us to repent. The famous 95 Theses Martin Luther nailed to that door in Wittenberg, the number one thesis of the 95 was this: when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said repent, he intended that the entire life of believers should be repentance. And I would say parenting, along with marriage, creates daily needs and responsibilities for repenting. We need to repent. Dads, I would urge you to confess those wrong priorities when they manifest themselves. Confess it to God. It is a sin to not love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Ask God to renew your mind with his wisdom, to operate with the right priorities and joys. And we praise God for the grace of God to the failures in our parenting. I can say, ask for an amen on that, can't we? I mean, I constantly see, I didn't handle that right, or I should have said that different, or I see the ugliness of my heart. This is the challenge of parenting.
It's in those moments, the ones we wish we could do over, that we come face to face with our need for grace. And isn't it a comfort to know God's grace meets us right there? You're listening to The Journey with Pastor Steve DeWitt. And the start of a message titled, A Christian Dad's Greatest Joy. To replay this message, visit thejourney.fm. Well, The Journey flourishes because of faithful supporters like you, believers who understand that eternal priorities matter most in all our relationships. Your generosity enables us to continue proclaiming messages that help believers focus on what brings lasting joy, seeing others walking in truth. In a world that constantly pressures us to prioritize temporary achievements and worldly success, we remain committed to the unchanging truth that sharing the gospel should be our highest priority. As Pastor Steve reminded us from Jude in today's message, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Whether with our families or others in our sphere of influence, true Christianity isn't measured by worldly metrics, but by our commitment to sharing faith that will last for eternity. That's why The Journey exists, to challenge, equip, and encourage believers to align their priorities with God's priorities in every relationship. But we can't do this alone. Your partnership allows us to bring these messages of eternal perspective to those who need it most. Would you stand with us today? Your generosity fuels the ministry, helping us reach more people, including parents, children, and families, with the life-changing power of the gospel. And you can give by calling 844-7-JOURNEY. Again, that's 844-756-8763. Or by visiting thejourney.fm. And be sure to stay connected with The Journey by joining our growing community online, where you'll find biblical insights, encouragement, and updates on how God is working through this ministry. Simply search for thejourney.media on Facebook, and then hit like or follow to stay connected. I'm Tim Svoboda, inviting you to return tomorrow when Pastor Steve will continue today's message titled, A Christian Dad's Greatest Joy. That's Tuesday on The Journey. Today's program was produced and furnished by Bethel Church in Crown Point, Indiana.